This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, March 13th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. RIF plans due today. GOP looks to dodge tariff debate. An FDA pick set to advance. The time has come for RIF plans. Today's the deadline for departments and agencies to submit plans for large-scale staff reductions. An executive order issued February 26th said federal agencies are supposed to prioritize the elimination of functions that aren't statutorily mandated while maintaining efficient delivery of required functions. They should also look for ways to consolidate. It is not clear when the plans will be released. Agencies have until April 14th to submit plans for consolidating programs and moving some staff out of the National Capital Region. Republicans dodge contentious tariff vote with CR provision. The House passed stopgap funding measure now pending in the Senate would block Democrats from forcing a vote on the president's tariff authority, sparing Republicans a politically fraught decision. Democrats introduced two House resolutions earlier this month challenging the emergency declarations underpinning President Donald Trump's tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Resolutions challenging a national emergency normally receive expedited treatment in Congress, but a provision of the House's continuing resolution would essentially suspend that process. Why it matters? Well, some farmers are willing to give Trump plenty of leeway on tariffs. The broader public may not. A CNN and SSRS poll published yesterday finds more than half of respondents disapprove of Trump's handling of new tariffs. Senate Dems push for a short-term CR. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York said yesterday that Republicans don't have the votes in the Senate to advance the House passed continuing resolution. So Democrats are pushing for a short-term measure that expires April 11th. How long Democrats are willing to hold out is an open question. Republicans need at least 8 Democrats to vote for the CR to pass in the Senate. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has said he won't support the measure. Only one Democrat, Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, has previously signaled that he would back the House CR. Fetterman, who did not attend a yesterday caucus meeting, said he's not sure how realistic it is to pursue anything but the full year CR. Spring is coming, and so is a WOTUS rewrite. There is a new administration in town, which means it's time for another attempt to write a rule defining waters of the U.S. under the Clean Water Act. Lee Zeldin, administrator of the EPA, announced yesterday that he will work with the Army Corps of Engineers to craft a, quote, durable rule that will eliminate uncertainty for farmers. The reaction was predictable. Industry groups and farm state lawmakers applauded the effort to bring regulations in line with the Supreme Court Sackett decision. Environmental groups were critical. This will be the fourth rule attempt to define waters of the United States in a decade. We need to stop playing political ping pong with this vital issue, said Jim Murphy, the National Wildlife Federation Director of Legal Advocacy. Murphy also warned that layoffs at EPA will make the task of writing new regulations more difficult, but Zeldin told reporters he believes there will be enough people to do the job. I will ensure that the staffing level to complete this rulemaking will always be exactly where it needs to be, he said. It is my responsibility as administrator of the EPA to make sure that our staffing levels are set exactly where they need to be. Not one person less and not one person more. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Lawmakers launch bipartisan effort to curb misbranded honey. A bill is being introduced in the House and the Senate to prevent products made from cheaper sweeteners from being marketed as honey. The legislation would establish a standard identity for honey at the FDA and require packers to vouch that their product is unadulterated. The Department of Health and Human Services would work with USDA and U.S. Customs and Border Protection on testing requirements. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville will introduce the Senate bill today. Representatives Greg Stube of Florida and Jimmy Panetta of California expected to file the House version on Friday. Committee likely to advance McCary nomination today. The Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions set to vote today on Martin McCary nomination to lead FDA. McCary received little Republican pushback during his confirmation hearing last week. Some Democrats on the panel even indicated they would be open to supporting him. During the hearing, McCary made it clear that he would focus on addressing food chemicals and the system to review their safety. He also said he's already had conversations with the Trump administration about ways to make school meals healthier through a pilot program. Carbon Pipeline Company seeks to delay SD permit application. Summit Carbon Solutions had asked the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission to pause proceedings on its permit application for a carbon pipeline due to a recently enacted state law. Last week, South Dakota's governor signed a law that prohibits eminent domain use by carbon pipelines. Summit, which wants to build some of its five-state, 2,500-mile pipeline through South Dakota, argued in the filing that the law has limited its ability to obtain survey permission. However, Summit needs to survey the route to inform the Utilities Commission on the constructability of the project before obtaining a permit. The surveys, which are necessarily required to inform the route decisions as to the right-of-way, will be significantly delayed, which means the timelines involved in the commission action on this application are unrealistic, Summit's lawyers wrote in the motion. This is Summit's second time applying for a permit to allow the pipeline project to proceed. State utility regulators rejected the company's initial permit application in 2023. Here's today's final word. We appreciate the EPA's efforts to listen to the concerns of the agricultural community and provide a clear, workable definition that protects our water resources without overreaching. That's Chuck Connor, president of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, on yesterday's WOTUS announcement. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, March 13th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.